Let's talk about this report from Euromed Human Rights Monitor. And
Yes.
basically, it's confirming and documenting something that those of us who follow this story have known for a while, that basically Israel employs systematic sexual violence in its jails and prisons against both men and women.
Yes.
One of the most, Nicholas Kristof sort of details in today's New York Times, some of the lowlights of this report. And to my mind, one of the worst ones is a victim of being sodomized by IDF troops in an Israeli facility. At one point, they're just, putting things up his rear end. And at one point, they all like kick off, and he smells cigarette smoke. He realized, oh, it's time for their cigarette break. It's so methodical that they like stop the torture. Like, oh, dudes, it's like it's our
Smell
government
tobacco.
mandate break. We're not going to torture on the clock here, off the clock. It's that systemic, right? It's just sort of like time to make the donuts. Like, it's not like bored soldiers at Abu Ghraib who have, are poorly trained and don't know what the fuck they're doing and end up in a Stanford prison experiment kind of, mentality. This is about people who it's just like, this is policy and this is what we do. This is time to make the donuts.
Yeah, and every accusation is an admission. Like, God, man, I nearly got fired for this. Like this story is mind-blowing to me. So when the New York Times was reporting, basically the New York Times came out with a story effectively saying, we can't find the rapes, talking about what they called Hamas raping all of these women associated in the October 9th raid, October 7th raid. And my thing was like, okay, but where are they? If indeed you're claiming this, because they were claiming that they were cutting the heads off of babies, that all of these women were
Babies in the
systemic.
microwave.
Yeah, all of this stuff. And my thing was like, okay, but where are the rapes? New York Times comes out with a story saying we can't find all of this quote systemic rapes that Israel is claiming happened to Hamas. And it got to the point where when I ran the story, I was threatened with being fired. Basically saying, I don't care if New York Times says it, that effectively everybody else is claiming it's true, so we pretend that it's true. And now you have finally the reality coming out of no. The systemic rapes are taking place in the Israeli prisons against Palestinian men and women. And again, I point to the case where they raped that guy on camera, as you point out, where the guy was bleeding internally and nearly died from his wounds. And the majority of Israeli society, when asked on the news, said that should be fair game. And they raided the prison to free the soldiers that committed the rapes. Like, it's not just a jail issue, it's a societal issue. And that stuff needs to be reconciled. I'm glad the New York Times finally observed reality, something that everybody knew was taking place, then that nobody would ultimately talk about. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And it's a societal issue. It's not just an Israeli IDF issue. It's a societal issue where it's accepted by the
And
society.
Josh Gottheimer would say, well, we're picking on the Israelis because rape happens in other countries. But when rape happens in other countries, they're not doing it with your tax dollars.
Right.
I
Right.
mean,
And
the
it's not.
rapists are not paid by the US government.
And they're not systemic. Like, it's not like, I think your example is great. It's like, hey, we're raping this guy. We're calling trauma to this guy's intestines where he's bleeding to death, but it's a cigarette break, so we got the head out and we'll be back in 30 minutes.
Don't go away. Be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back. Just later. We'll be back. I mean, that's outrageous. Like, it's one, look, man, I accept bad apples. This is not a bad apple. This is policy. There's a difference.